just bless the beat. This is Shauna the Songbird.
And this is Shahari.
And welcome to another episode of Why the Songbird Sings.
Welcome back.
Shahari, how are you? It's only been like a week or two since I saw you. So, you know, tell the listeners what's been up. They haven't heard from you in a minute. So, what's going on?
For me, I'm just getting ready for vacation. And I guess I did steal Shauna's thing. For me, I've just been getting ready for vacation. And the week that you visited, that was nostalgic. And had a hangover for the first time in a while. Was not expecting that, but it happened.
We love to see it. Baby, you and my partner both had hangovers.
Yeah, I was out for the day. I was so glad I took the next day off. I took that day off that I did. Because I would not have been useful at the office. But yes, that's what's happened since then. I had one little outing last Saturday, and again I partook of some drinks, but it wasn't as bad as with you. Nothing snuck up on me like what happened with you. Heavy pour.
Wait a minute, don't do that. Well, you made it sound like it was a bad thing. It was a fun time.
No, I don't like hangovers, so yeah, it wasn't as bad as far as me preparing myself for the liquor.
And also, my drinks be yummy.
They taste like medicine, and they have some flavor with the medicine. But they're good, yeah. But they like medicine with flavor.
I'm actively screaming.
And I was also thinking about that. You know how they say alcohol is a depressant? But for me, it's like alcohol is only it's a depressant for people who are depressed. But if you're not depressed, it's typically more of joy for the moment until you go overboard, and then it might become depressant.
That's powerful.
And just think about that. How do you say alcohol is a depressant? But I don't feel depression whenever I drink alcohol. Typically, it's more like a joy. At least at first.
That's it.
But yeah, that's what's...
Rebuke.
Just been getting ready for stuff. And that's what's been going on with me. Yeah, what about you?
Well, I just got back from Colorado. That was a wonderful time. I did an Aries sister girls trip. It was super fun. It was super relaxing. What you call it? Lots of crying, lots of laughing, lots of awkward moments with the locals. Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was an experience. Yes, I'm getting ready for our vacation coming up. Yeah, it's so cold up here, and it's cold everywhere. I'm just like, what am I gonna wear now? outside of that, after a vacation, then I'm going to another city to start working. And then on top of that, I'm planning to, a New Year's Eve gathering of my family so that they can meet my partner.
Yay.
And yeah, and so that's kind of stressful because, like, I didn't expect as many family members to RSVP like they did. But I'm like, you know what? My family's nosy as fuck. So they're going to be like, I want to see who she brings home because she hasn't brought anyone home ever. So it's just like, y'all just coming to be some nosy bitches. But it's going to be fun. What do you call it? It's going to be fun. It's going to be music. I'm going to have it catered. We're going to have like a seafood theme, like a seafood, but like a Cajun Creole type theme. And yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Sounds like a good
time. It's just like lots of planning. Time.
And I'm pretty sure they're going to be nice. Most likely.
I don't know, because my family's aggressive and loud.
Yes, you are aggressive and loud.
I said my family. Don't do that.
I said what I said.
Whatever. But yeah, so it's just constant planning. I feel like this cycle has just been nothing but planning. More and more planning, so...
You're planning a gathering, so yeah, that's planning. What was you expecting it to be?
I don't know. Like, I've just been planning this whole, like I said, this whole cycle has been planning trips, it's been planning gatherings, it's been planning for travel for weddings, planning for moves. Yeah, and then I have a party in New York City this coming up weekend, and so that's another thing for me to look forward to. So I'm just like, it's a good bit of things for me to do and for me to show my face for.
I can't tell if you're happy about that or if you're, I mean, what's happened has already happened. You've already went to the weddings and all that stuff, so... Mm-hmm. Are you doing too much?
Yeah, I'm happy for the experiences. The only thing that I don't like is the prep work for it, because I feel like you do all this prep work and you have all this build up, and then the actual event and stuff happens, and then you're just kind of like, you're like, damn, like it's over. It's all that work and planning. But then again, I like to do all the work and planning because it allows the actual moments and the actual events to go by smoother. So it's a double-edged sword.
Right. Right. So back to the Colorado trip. That's where you went.
Mm-hmm.
You said there is crying mm-hmm. and laughing.
Yes.
So it was a release of something for there to be crying on this girl's trip.
Yes. Yes, because it's a mental health retreat. And so we had moments where we were bonding and were releasing our emotions, whether it was like towards like things in life, whether it was towards each other, whether it's toward, you know, whether it's just like something that was just been, that has been heavy on our hearts or whatever. And yeah, you know, we just released it all while, you know, while drinking and having edibles and sitting in a hot tub in 2-degree weather. It was a wonderful time.
You and the edible.
I had one. Now, I had one, and
yeah, you stay with edible.
I slept so good, and I have no regrets because the sleep was bomb. It was beautiful.
As long as you don't need it for the sleep, it's all good.
Well, what to call it? I didn't feel comfortable in that house for real. So it's like, I kind of did need it for the sleep. Because if not, I would have stayed up until like 6 o'clock, and then they'd have been like waking me up at like 8, saying, "Hey, breakfast ready." I'm like, I only slept for 2 hours.
What is with you and not feeling comfortable in the houses that you stay in on your trips?
Okay, so I've recently been having roommates, and like for the longest I had been like living alone for a while, and so I was pretty much fine. And now I've gotten accustomed to like having roommates, and then on top of that, I'm kind of accustomed to like having like a man in the house. And so it's just kind of like, I don't know, I just kind of got used to that comfort and security, as odd as that sounds.
Okay. So you can bring Jesus with you every time you go.
Yes, because
left your Airbnb, came back to my house 5 minutes later, you're talking about I don't feel comfortable in this Airbnb, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not driving back over there. I gotta go to work tomorrow.
I was like,
I'm like, good night. Here's Psalms like, 4 and 3. And carry your ass to sleep.
And me and my mother we were done laughing at the fact, because yes, after Shahari left, after we hung out for a while, Shahari left, and I was like, I try to lay down and go to sleep. I was sleepy, but then I was like, I could not go to sleep. And then like, the house is older, so like, of course it moves and it creaks and stuff, and it's not, and it settles or whatever. And so I was just like, I don't feel too quite comfortable. I can't go to sleep. And then I see the shadows in my window. I was like, okay, I cannot. And so my mom was like, well, call Shahari and ask him to come back over and spend a night. I was just like, he's not going to do that.
No, it's not.
And so I just went ahead and did it, because she kept bringing up. She was like, I told you to just go ahead and ask him. All you can do is ask. I was like, okay, sis. And I asked, and he sent me Psalms, and me and my mom laughed for at least 15 minutes. And I was like, and my mom was like, she's like, you a good one, because I would have just packed up some my stuff and went over to his place. And I was like, nah, I'll just be a big girl and just tough it out.
Very good.
And I did.
As you should have.
Anyways, before you continue to drag me through the mud, are we prepared for all the updates? Are we prepared for the next segment?
Yes.
All right. So here is Reflections. Was I enough? Am I enough? Will I ever be enough? I wasn't strong enough. I wasn't rough enough. I wasn't fast enough. I wasn't big enough. I wasn't handsome enough. I wasn't smart enough. And I wasn't man enough. However, I am soft and femme enough. I am smart enough to navigate multiple worlds. I am strong enough to endure the physical and emotional and mental attacks on my well-being. I'm fast enough to outrun, outthink, and grind my way out of danger. I am well endowed with a size ever so suitable to please, despite all of these, am I woman enough? How can you be the gatekeeper of social constructs despite the reality of a group of people existing forever? Why must we complicate things and attack that which is new or different? How can you say one has to be black or white, but then once forced into the gray, have stipulations on how gray you can be? Who are you? Who are we to be standing before one and say if they are enough? Always bypassing the true qualities to look for often the minuscule, superficial, nonsensical things that restrict freedoms rather than promoting growth and everlasting development. You were enough. You are enough. You will be enough. Sincerely, Shauna the Songbird.
That was great. That was poetic. That's the second time I've gotten a poetic sense from your reflections. Even though they're all kind of poetic. So you're speaking to your younger self?
Thank you.
You're speaking to your younger self on this one. And you're reflecting on your transformation? And yeah, that's all I got.
Not really, actually. I'm not necessarily speaking to my younger self. So this week is Trans Awareness Week. And this weekend, one of these days coming up is Trans Remembrance Day, to remember all those that have died over the years, simply for living their truth and or trying to find their truth. And so when I was thinking about something to write about, because it was kind of hard because I've been in such a lovey-dovey type mood, and I was like, I don't feel like being lovey-dovey for this recording. So I was like, what else can I talk about? And so with this particular reflections, I took the point of view of a masculine person. That's why you had the deeper voice. And they were kind of like saying things that that some masked people probably encounter. And then I gave the feminine voice for what those of the feminine nature may encounter as well. And I'm going to do a little razzle-dazzle to where I overlay the masculine feminine to where they're talking together at certain points. So it's like a duet in a sense. It's almost like the divine masculinity and divine femininity just kind of like coming together and just like acknowledging that you don't have to fit in a box for anything.
Right. That's good. I'm sorry about my blunder at the beginning. I just was not prepared.
For the rude ass. Hey, it's hard for me to get down there.
Yeah, that was that was funny, actually.
Hell, next time I'm just gonna ask you to do it. I'll be like, you read this line, I read that line. It'll be a combined effort reflections.
Yes. No one gets put in a box. It's not possible. You can try, but another box will be made. Another box for that box. So.
Right. So just mind your business, drink your water, wash your hands. Isn't that what we used to say? I feel like you had said, you added something to it, but I can't think of what it was.
I don't know. I don't remember. I'm pretty sure it was very light filled. Right,
but
pretty sure it was nothing but light and truth. Whatever it was that I added.
Hallelujah. Speaking of adding light and truth, can you go ahead hit us with some words of life?
Yes. Yes, here is the Words of Light segment with Shahari, and we are talking about spiritual warfare. This is coming from the devotional and the Bible app. This is day 2 of Enduring Spiritual Warfare. It is titled, Double Back on Your Joy and Peace in the Lord. Spiritual warfare often comes right before unprecedented seasons of God's blessing. If you are experiencing unusual adversity and the timing seems odd, as you are simply trying to make an impact for the kingdom of God, be encouraged that God may be about to bless your efforts significantly. Often, spiritual warfare is the enemy's attempt to steal our happiness about what God is doing in our lives. Don't take the bait. Double back on your peace and joy in God and His sovereignty over every situation in your life. Nehemiah told the people, go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 8 and 10. In moments where God is moving and spiritual warfare comes your way, don't let it steal your joy and peace. Enjoy the little things and be grateful for everything God has done for you. God gives us a very real joy and peace even in the midst of the storms of life. When the enemy comes in like a flood, double back on your peace and joy in the Lord. That was the devotional. That's just something that I came across and it's helped me out, because, you know, people do, whenever they see the blessings in your life, Satan does come in and send somebody, use somebody, something near you to try to make you feel like you don't deserve it, or you're doing too much, or you're just too much for them because you're blessed and they're kind of jealous and they kind of want what you have. So they're just talking trash about you. That's an attempt to steal your joy. So just keep your peace and know who your God is and continue to live and enjoy the blessings that God has given you. That's what I've had to learn to do, is to enjoy the blessings that I have been given. Because this year alone, I've been given so much. Since last year is when it started. When it really started was in 2021, where there was a definite shift in my life. So yeah, just enjoy what you've been given and don't let anybody take your joy away from what you have. or make you feel like you're privileged or something. Like, no, it's called the favor and blessing of God is what it's called. So enjoy it. And we're going to read Psalms 91 because it is, you know, flu season. People are getting sick. And so...
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
I'm going to read Psalms 91 through it. I'm just going to... This is a prayer from Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Our Father who art in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Please, O Lord, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Continue to deliver us from evil and protect us from temptation. We give you all the praise, glory, honor that is due your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen.
That was your light, Words of Light segment. I hope you enjoyed. Please go forth and prosper.
These words, I love it. I live for it. Cause you are also right. It's always gonna be a little turbulence before you actually hit cruising altitude. So you better get ready. And I know we talked about this some weeks ago. One of the beautiful things about growing in your spirituality and growing in Christ and everything is that as you go through things and you learn, and as you meditate and as you grow within the Word, you are equipped better for what is to come. Because he has already prepared you yeah. for it, whether yeah. you knew it or not. You just had to apply what you know. And we love it. All right. So Speaking of well equipped for things and prepared for what you know, are you prepared for the discussion?
I believe so.
As I got you in midst of
sip. I'm here, so I'm already prepared for it, like you just said. So.
Oh, come on now. Yeah. Come on. What you call it? Since I got off work and I have to take my COVID booster today, and you have work today, you have to go into work. I had wanted to keep it brief, and I kind of was thinking about what can we talk about briefly that we both can actually talk upon. And I was thinking about friendships. And with that is, so I have several questions, and I'm just kind of just curious. And do you have one type of friends or one set of friends? Because I've noticed how some people have one set personality that is common within their friend group oftentimes. Have you noticed that with your friends? And if you have or have not, what do you look for in somebody as far as to make them a friend?
Okay, going back to your first question, as far as what type of friends, or do I have a set of friends? I have about five people that I consider best friends. And between those five people, you being one of them, you are nothing like the other four. And then, wait a minute, what am I gonna say? Oh, I have four best friends. Four. So you're nothing like the other three. Then I have the two that I've known for 16, 17 years. And the similarities between them, they are also very different people. But we all like anime. And they're really big on games. I'm a game person, but I am not a gamer like them. I have to actually sit down and actually get into it. But I can get into a game, but they're gamers. And we all like anime. Then the other one, I went to college with him. He has a wife and kid. He's good people, but he's nothing. He's not of the same demographic. And
I hate the way you said.
And as far as similarities, we were both music majors. But he's just typically a good around person as far as similarities between me. And as far as you, I don't understand how this happened. We pledged, is that what it's called? We pledged together?
Yes.
And that's how that came to be. I don't think it would have happened any other way. It's very different from the beginning to the end. So all my friends are different. All four of those people I just told you were all, none of them are exactly the same. They have some things that they like, but none of us are exactly the same or have the same goals necessarily. And what was your other question? What do I look for in a friend?
Yeah, so what do you look for as far as when you meet somebody and you'd be like, I want to make you my friend?
I guess I really like truthfulness. And then also, it seems like after a drinking session, you get to know somebody a lot. So, if you completely change when you're drinking, it's like, you're not it. I wouldn't want to hang out with you much often if you completely change when you're drinking, or if you're just really fake or something like that. As far as what I look for in a friend, it's the energy you give off and how you make me feel. Yeah. because I haven't really been looking for friends. I don't ever look for friends. They just happen.
But, I mean, yes, but like, you know, but when they happen, like, I'm sure you probably, like, I mean, essentially, you answered the question. You know, you kind of look for those check marks in order to, you know, kind of see if there's a green light to, you know, to open yourself up and to a friendship with these people. There's
not really a lot of specifics. Essentially, but of course, I can't. Like, if you're,
I mean, those are big things of what you said. I mean, those are very major things. You may think they're not, but they're very major things.
Yeah, like, there are some people that are chill, they're cool, but they're like she asses, you know. Don't want to say the H word. They're she asses. And I can't hang around she asses.
You don't want to say the H?
Yeah, we don't want to say hoes.
Hoes?
We don't
want to say hoes. I'm just like, wait a minute. Why don't we want to say hoes? I love saying hoes.
I used to love saying hoes too. But
is there a recall? Is there a recall on the word hoes?
You got a different name for it. I don't want to say hoes. We're just going to say she asses. That's what the Bible describes them as.
She asses. I'm just like, what the fuck is a she? I'm like, what the fuck is a she ass? I just didn't want to say nothing. I was like, maybe I'm going to just ask when we get done.
Yeah, because like, there's some chill people that I've been around, but I can't have all that type of energy around me. So, but they're cool though. But
I feel that.
As far as for me, that's not what I. That's what
I mean.
I'm
you
not,
said,
that's
but
what
I don't okay.
Need, I don't need that. Because we all have the potential, don't we?
Okay.
So.
Don't do that.
I wasn't talking about you.
But yeah, I don't know. You had pause, so I was just like, don't do that. But yeah, totally. I find it interesting because like when I was thinking of the questions, I was like, I'm like, all my friends are different for the most part. The only thing is that y'all are most of y'all are attractive. Most of y'all have either our whole. Okay, I'm gonna say it. I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with me saying it at least. So I'm gonna just go ahead and say it. Most of y'all are hoes, have the potential to be hoes, or, y'all have, like, whole energy, whether you actually, act on it, or if you just kind of, like, use the charisma, I would say. Yeah, lots of charisma. Y'all have lots of charisma and very, y'all know how to use your privileges. And I would say that will be the only common factor between y'all, I would think. And then as far as like how I kind of like go about as far as like my actual friends is, I feel like I kind of like put you guys through like a mental test that y'all don't know about. And essentially the mental test is like, are you able to stand me? Because I've always been annoying, even as a child. I've always been annoying. I'm very random. I don't think before I speak most of the time. Right, that too. I'm very physical. I'm very touchy, and like I said, all these things are like a part of my personality that's always been a thing.
Just being yourself.
You know, And so it's just like, it's like, can you actually handle that? Or, and, or are you a person that I have to manipulate and kind of like hold back and refrain myself? Because with people who aren't like my like really cool, like close friends, I typically restrain certain aspects of me so that I don't rub people the wrong way, because I'm a very aggressive and forward personality, and so a lot of people just can't handle that. Even other aggressive personalities can't handle my personality. And so it's just like trying to make sure to see, like, give you guys in different doses. Like, are you able to handle if I do this? Are you able to handle if I do that? All right, what if I like don't if I what if I just like let loose and just don't do any kind of like controlling or manipulating of myself, and I'm just like absolutely me. And will you be able to deal with me, and yeah, and still be there in the end? And so that's typically like what I do, and it's worked out for the most part, and it's allowed me to really weed out like who's just there for a good time and who's actually there for a long time. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
because never, I guess, you release your whole self, you tend to be kind of an ass.
No, I just have moments of
Yeah.
being an asshole. That's just me having moments of being an asshole, which I feel like everyone is capable of. Don't do that now. Everyone has the capability of being an
Didn't see
asshole.
that.
Thank
I
you.
was talking about you. Are you talking about
Oh
putting
my
us through a
goodness.
test? Revealing your true self, can you handle it or not? Typically, I think I called it out like every time
I mean, I have
you're being an
to.
ass. Or stop touching me.
Whatever.
I remember they would run to me to tell you to stop touching
Okay.
them. It's like, why can't you do this?
I mean, I just, and clearly they're not meant to be, you know, like my people. They're for just like a good time. They're not for like the hardcore, deep, serious times. Or the times where I would want to be able to let loose and be free and be vulnerable with. So therefore, I'd be like, all right, well noted. And it's sometimes it's like, especially when I used to do it back in the day, especially in college, because you definitely have to weed through your friends in college. That's a given. Yeah, sometimes it would be a little fun. I'm not gonna lie. It'll be fun.
You just be trying on people.
Yeah, especially after I realized like, they're not gonna pass the test. And but it's like, it's kind of comical. All right, well, we'll have a laugh here and there.
See, I don't be
And
testing
yeah.
people like that. I have discernment. I just see it without even having to test it out. I already know. I just get the feeling.
Even when I get the feeling, I still have to get a test, because I just be like, I don't know. I got this feeling, but I don't know. People surprise you. People change. People shift.
I think, what is it? Like, some people, they just
I
give
need
off
I need this.
energy that just makes you uncomfortable. Like, they're not crackheads, but they give off a crackhead energy.
Oh yeah.
You know, but they're not crackheads, but they give off the energy of, like, what is wrong with you? Or maybe it's just anxiety at that time.
This motherfucker said they crackheads. I'm so fucking weird.
And then, you know, how I had the tendency to be shady. And then, like, if you come to me with shade.
You mean truthful?
There's a difference. There's a difference between I do it. Because some people, it's true. And you just call it shade. And then some people are just shady. Mm. Like, okay. Some people is like, I recognize the shade. Except you do it behind people's back. And then mm-hmm. smile in their face. While me, what do? I think I just don't say anything. And it just sits on my face. Which I guess is worse. But it's also right there for you to see. Mm-hmm. Like that type of energy. It's like, okay, mm-hmm. I can't deal with mm-hmm. you because mm-hmm. you do it behind your behind people's back and then smile on their face. It's like, you're not it.
Oh, Jesus. That's tragic. Because, babe, because I know I've been called out many times for, I know my mom called me out on it. And this thug / former drug dealer I used to fool around with, I guess, in Chicago, he called me out and he was like, you know, you be saying like some mean shit, but you say it so nicely and you say it with a smile, but it still doesn't take away the fact that it's mean and rude as fuck. And I was like, you know, I was always taught it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Okay.
And I feel like that's my, like, how you don't have a poker face. I feel like that's my thing. It's just, I would just say it in a nice way. And you can go about it however way you want it.
Yeah. I feel the same. Just don't look at me.
But oh my god. Anyways. And so I guess to my last question is, what are some things that you do to maintain your friendships, and like what kind of like maintenance work do you do?
Well, I'm a guy. So we can go without talking for a long time and then come right back like it's all good. I've done that many times regularly. So as far as maintenance, it is good.
He really has.
To at least talk to them. Like I visit the one that lives close to me. I visit him at least once every month or 2 months. Typically, I literally just, if I'm in the area, I'll drive over or call to see if he's there. You know, sometimes he's busy. I just visit the family. And for the other two that are farther away, like, we text sometimes. Like, I talk to one on the game. Or what I like to do when I get mm-hmm. intoxicated, I call my friends for some reason. Helps me get home safely.
Oh, child, be praying like, Lord, please help him.
Don't drink and drive. That's not what I do. I'm just I just like to talk.
Yeah. Hold on for a moment, please. Let's pause. Record.
No, right. So to wrap up my answer, I guess for maintenance, the main thing for maintenance is to communicate with your friends, to continue to keep in touch with your friends. Because I think I saw something on Facebook. It's like one of the top things people regret before they die is not keeping up with their friends or letting life get too busy.
He started so here.
For maintenance, just talk to your friends every once in a while. I mean, we're dudes, so we don't have to talk every single day, every single week. And if we don't talk, we feel some type of way. It's like, no. It's fine. Because it's like, I'm so serious. Like, it's like whatever. Because, I mean, if we didn't do anything, like, I didn't do anything to you. Like, I didn't, like, cuss you out. We just haven't spoken. Doesn't mean something's wrong. Like, you did something. Just haven't spoken. So, just at least communicate.
I feel like shots are being fired. Oh, my gosh.
Friends, like, every once in a while. At least every 6 months or so. You know, just have a conversation with the friends.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit. He said every 6 months or so. My God. Yeah, I definitely agree. Communication. I definitely talk to some people more than others, but I allow everyone to have their freedom, their space, and their openness to do, you know, to, like, no pressure as far as communicating and trying to communicate with each other. Because I feel like it should not be a chore. It should be something that is mutual, something that is wanted from both parties. And so it's just, you know, communicate. Since I am a physical person, I like to actually, like, see people and actually, like to, like, see you and hug you and, like, hang out and do stuff and make memories. And I like to do that, like, ever so often, even if I don't, even if we don't see each other often, nor if we don't talk every day. I do like to, like, you know, talk every now and then, send you a little post on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter that may have reminded me of you or that I would think that you would probably enjoy. And also, and then meet up, fly in, or us meet someplace and let's make some memories. Let's have a good time. And so that's kind of like my little maintenance thing. But that's, like I said, that's because I'm more of a physical person. I'm more of, like, in the moment, like, I want to feel your presence ever so often.
Yes, that is your maintenance
preference. I'm not gonna deal with you. But all right. But yeah, that's pretty much it. And I'm not gonna hold you too long. So for you guys out there, something that you can do for your maintenance as far as your connections, you can connect with us on our social media at Facebook at Why the Songbird Sings, Instagram Why the Songbird Sings, Gmail at Why the Songbird Sings podcast@gmail.com. My badness. TikTok WTSS, Twitter official WTSS pod, and soon we'll be posting our things onto YouTube. SK's mixtape / also known as SK's Late Night Vibe will be coming out shortly. The videographer is wrapping everything up, and so I'm gonna be so excited to finally release me performing and singing, and hopefully I will be working on an EP next year, so look out for that, and hopefully some more posts of me, like, singing and doing stuff like that and getting to more of my performance bag. So continue to connect with us. Continue to love yourself. Do not allow people to put you in a box unless you want to be in a box. And then, you know, at that point, just live your life. And anything you would like to add, Shahari, before we head out?
No, this was a good combo. Laid back and yes, have your friends, make some friends. I don't, you don't need to be in a box. Just know that you don't need to be in a box. If you are okay with it.
But if they want to, then that's their prerogative. All right, so until next time,
Bye.
Reflection, 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 reflection.